I'm going to ask you a very important question. What is the relationship like between the two of you?
To be honest, it's not great. But how could you tell in the few minutes you've been with us?
I'm very experienced.
I can only confirm that our relation has been fraying at the edges. For my part, I can say I've probably tried everything I can to make things right, but now I think we're not going to make it. On the other hand, we haven't got to the point of calling each other names, at least not out loud.
Whatever the case is, it's not good. I've been watching you the whole time I've been here. You're sitting here in front of me, not exchanging a single glance, and when one of you says something to the other one, it's curt and mocking. Do you actually want to continue to do business together?
If you want to hear the truth, not really. We talk about this quite often, but we can't seem to come to a solution that would be acceptable for both of us.
If you want to separate in terms of business, you need to find a solution that will be acceptable for both of you. That's the only way to go. If you like, I can try to help you with that. But first of all, tell me why you can't arrange it yourselves.
Firstly, we both have our entire families employed here, and we've signed over to banks all we have as collateral. Things are so entangled that we're not able to unpick them.
Do you mean you don't even know what you've signed for which bank? What guarantees? Which contracts?
We certainly have all the necessary documents, but as we own 4 car showrooms, that's 4 pieces of real estate and a lot of other assets. It's not easy for us to navigate the maze.
And another thing is that we're not very good at dealing with banks or explaining to them how we could divide our shares when we don't know how to do it ourselves. It's really hard.
In this kind of situation, when you only see problems all around, it will be difficult for you to find a constructive solution.
We'll be glad if you can help us with it. We certainly want to part ways.
Fine. And have you thought about the desired outcome of your separation?
What do you mean?
Well, either one of you keeps the whole company for himself, and the other one walks away with cash, or you'll arrange a division of assets and liabilities. For instance, each of you will keep 2 showrooms with...